Are you having trouble following the story surrounding the indictment of Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff? Not even sure what an influence peddler looks like? Well, you're not alone. Here's Brian Unger with today's Unger Report.
As the storm clouds of scandal once again gather over Washington, what rains down on the citizenry is confusion over who did exactly what to whom. At this point, most people think Abramoff is a Russian vodka, not a political scandal. And who can blame them? Scandals involving campaign finance and influence peddling are more a matrix of criminality than a single illegal act. And like depression, once you recognize the signs, understanding the causes can be complicated, laborious, and time-consuming. Today, Scandal's intelligent design allows it to operate in the political ether, more gas than solid, hard to detect, tough to explain in a headline or soundbite. Abramoff Gate doesn't even sound good. Makes one hanker for the days of break-ins, burglaries, and undercover stings. An audio recording, a ransacked office, or even a romp through the tidal basin. Those were physical acts of scandal we could wrap our heads around and eventually hire Hollywood actors to recreate.
All my life I've lived on other people's money. Now I want some of my own.
The Abramoff movie? No less insidious a plot, but other than the trench coat and fedora, this villain's story is proving to be remarkably unintelligent, mind-numbingly confusing, and much longer than King Kong. How then to inspire public interest or outrage over the corrupt business-as-usual practices in Washington? The first step is understanding the simple anatomy of scandal, courtesy of the Unger Indictment Index. The basis for all scandal begins with scandalous ties to people defined as associates, friends, staffers, deputies, spouses, and extramarital romantic interests. Former associates, friends, staffers, deputies, spouses, and extramarital romantic interests, rosters, clients, both overseas and domestic, and cousins, who utilize services provided by lobbyists, usually flamboyant, lawmakers, organizations, firms, groups, tribes, operations, webs, networks, partners, franchises, PACs, caucuses, donors, candidates, leaders, peddlers, tinkers, and cobblers, who consult, lobby, launder, pay, hire, funnel, fundraise, promise, broker, conspire, bilk, influence, trade, or pressure, after receiving or giving money, gifts, always lavish, donations, vacations, favors, referrals, fees, perks, jobs, largesse, hotel rooms, jewelry, box seats, and golf trips, golf clubs, or any golf paraphernalia that result in official acts, legislation, votes, patterns of activity, indictments, pleas, agreements, charges, inquiries, tactics, rebukes, and probes that amount to breaches, violations, bribery, money laundering, kickbacks, defrauding, ethical lapses, corruption, misdeeds, evasion from taxes and truth, indictment, censure, impeachment, or conviction that in the end require reform. And in a nutshell, that's pretty much the Abramoff affair. In a nutshell. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.